So I think as everyone knows, China has been going through, you know, very rapid growth in the last, you know, a few years. The average growth rate is more than 10%. And if you look at the sort of IT industry, got in 2009, the industry size is about it's 6,500 billion RMB, which is about 1,000 billion US dollars. So size of the whole IT industry does include manufacturing, software, and services. So I don't really have the detailed breakdown for those, but definitely the manufacturing is the biggest part, typically, because, as you know, China is the manufacturing workshop for the world. So manufacturing is the biggest element of any industry. Yes, definitely, if you look at it, India, it's much more service-driven and export-service-driven as well. And in China, it's manufacturing-driven. Although the percentage, again, I don't have the exact percentage increase, but for example, the ITO, IT outsourcing service, has grown from about 111 billion RMB in 2007 up to 5 billion RMB. If you just, if we use that, if you want a US dollar figure, we'll have to take that divided by 6 and 5.
Right.
And that's about US dollar. But anyway, if you look at that, that's 3 years, it's more than doubled the industry for IT outsourcing. So it, the increase is much higher. I think the industry has grown like 30-40% on average for that. And so the percentage then is probably now higher. Nevertheless, the manufacturing is still a big element on that. And from the IT in China, of course, this also you can also see the trend now. Like the manufacturing, China is now trying to move up the value chain from lower end, sort of, you know, less value added to more value added. This is the same trend of, in manufacturing, where now you can see China used to produce probably, you know, 2/3 of the world toys and you know, a lot, a majority of the world microwave oven, things like that. Now that is changing, and gradually this kind of mass production is taking less significance in the national development, I would say, the economic development, because the government is encouraging more value-added in industry and also services.
Right.
So even in the IT, simple, Chinese company started with testing and very simple sort of coding and things like that. And now they're moving on to do more consulting and R&D as well.